Welcome to the Vending Market Watch podcast on 2011. We have with us a panel of floor operators from different geographic regions, and we're going to try to get some insight as to how they're approaching 2011 and what their expectations are. We have with us Alan Dubs from Vendrite Vending Corporation in Whitestown, New York, serving the metropolitan New York area. We have Larry Pugh from Mid-South Food Services from Aberdeen, North Carolina. We have Becky and Joe Palazzola from A Matter of Taste in Northridge, California. And we have Andy Cartagener from Professional Vending Services from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Alan, on the East Coast, let me start with you. How have your sales been in recent months, and are you seeing any sign of growth?
Sales in the last several months have started to pick up. If you look at the NAMA sheet that shows sales in the last couple of years in vending, our sales have kind of mimicked that, where it's gone down. First time in 25 years.
Okay.
The last several months, we've actually seen an increase in sales. People are starting to have some movement and open up some new locations, things like that.
Okay. And you see that as a reflection of the economy?
I would think so.
Okay. All right. Moving to the West Coast, Becky and Joe Palazzola from A Matter of Taste. What kind of year are you seeing so far?
We actually had a better year than we anticipated. Of course, with the holidays and what have you, schools closing, manufacturing plants closing down, you know, the week between Christmas and New Year's. It's always tough from Thanksgiving on. But we just pretty much finished up our end-of-the-year P&L, and we were pleasantly surprised in that we did do a little more this year than we did in 2009.
Okay, and how do you expect 2011 to be?
Much the same. We're going to grow.
Okay, great. All right, moving to Aberdeen, North Carolina. Larry from Mid-South Services, what are you seeing in business these days?
Well, we had a better year in 2010 than we did in 2009. We're seeing some improvement, but we're still way off. We serve mostly schools and colleges and industrial locations. Most of the industries still lagging behind, but from a sales and profit standpoint, we had a better year this year than we did last.
Okay. Andy from Professional Vending Services in Fort Lauderdale, how's business for you these days?
With the exception of the Thanksgiving through Christmas period, that was our worst time of the year this year, we did pretty good. We had an up year. I would say that we're happy with our results, that there's been a lot of opportunity to find more locations as some of the other vending operators are going out. But overall, we've done well. You know,
okay.
We were up on beverages by almost 16%, so that's good, I think.
Okay. And Andy, you serve a very broad customer base. You're not in any one sector. You're not primarily retail. You're not primarily manufacturing. You're everything, correct?
That's correct. I mean, we do the whole route, whether it's car dealerships, whether it's office buildings. We have some technical schools. We have elementary schools. So, yeah, we cover the whole route.
Okay. All right. And moving to price increases, Becky and Joe, have you been able to pass on the price increases from the manufacturers to your customers?
The first of 2010, Joe brought us all together and said, in order to stay alive, we're going to have to. And we systematically went to each customer, explained what was going on, and told them that it was crucial in order for us to stay alive and for them to have A Matter of Taste and all of the high-end quality that they're used to, whether it's product or service, that this was going to be necessary. And we were allowed to do it, and it's what brought us to where we were December 31st.
800? Okay.
And the look for this year, we haven't moved forward yet, but we're about ready to make that transition probably by the middle of this month to start communicating with the customers
right,
and on their next move on that, on, in particular coffee product line.
Okay. And the customers are accepting the increases okay?
Well, I think when you go there and talk to them in the right attitude and ask for help, I think it's basically asking them to support you and letting them know what's going on. I think once you educate them a little bit, I think it seems to be, last year it was overwhelming. We didn't have anybody that was negative towards what we were doing. They understood fully, understood the position and the impact that it happened last year. And I think when we do it again this year, I think they'll go forward with it. I don't think it'll be a big problem. It might be one or two, but, we're moving forward with the right attitude. I think we can go in there and talk to them, and I think they'll move forward with it.
Okay. Larry, how are you doing with price increases?
Well, we've raised some prices during the last 6 months of 2010, and we don't raise prices all that frequently, so when we do raise them, we get a good number of them at one time. But so far, most everybody's been very understanding, and we're probably not the leader in this market as far as pricing, and we don't have most of our competitors are higher priced already, so we haven't had a great deal of resistance, and we've done a good bit of pricing. The last round of coffee pricing that we've gotten since the first of the year, we have not moved on those yet.
Okay. Andy in Fort Lauderdale, any report on pricing?
Well, we haven't really raised prices significantly other than new accounts. As we're getting new accounts, we are going in with a higher level pricing. As far as the coffee, our pricing really took a big hit in the last 2 months, and we haven't passed it on yet. But we are going to, because this last one was a lot. You can't absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be passing the coffee ones on. But the vending, we're hoping to join a co-op soon that might be able to help us keep our pricing down.
Okay.
That's what we're hoping for soon.
Mm-hmm. We were recently joined by Sid Greenspan, also with Venrite Vending in Whitestown, New York. Sid, tell me, how are you doing passing along your price increases to your customers?
We're actually right now, January would be fine to be a very good time of the year to raise prices with people. Holiday time, I don't like to ask people. I just like to shake their hands, wish them well for the new season. And once that, then it's a game a little bit, of course, because it's customer service. And this time of the year, right after the holiday, I try to touch base and I review my pricing. And we're fairly aggressive, to be honest. We're trying to get, on the snacks, a nickel to a dime on everything.
Okay. How accepting are customers?
About so far, we're batting over 95%.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's my advice to everybody out there.
Okay. Let me switch now to costs. And Sid, I'll stay with you for the time being. Looking at your costs, where are you seeing the biggest increases? Health insurance, employee benefits, gasoline, or what?
I guess all of the above.
All of the above.
You really hit it. The health insurance hit us for sure. Gasoline's got to be running 3-something a gallon. I mean, everyone's feeling that.
Okay. All right. Becky and Joe at A Matter of Taste in California, what costs are rising the most for you?
You just said the magic word, California. There isn't anything that isn't going through the roof, that isn't increasing, taxes going up, health insurance going up, cost of product. The state of California is very, very negative towards small business people, and they just cream us left and right. And with the state in a billion deficit, they're coming after us. Mm-hmm. And it's every time we turn around.
At
the moment, it's fuel. Fuel has been bouncing up very rapidly in the last couple of weeks, and so we've been seeing that. It's a big pinch on, and, you know, we're all in the same business, and we have to travel to the account. And that cost is ever increasing, and with insurance and everything else that goes around it,
we expect it to go up $2,000 a month for us. That's huge, huge. And you can't, there's nowhere to go. There's no competition, and you've got to go and service your account.
You mean the fuel alone is going up?
Yeah.
$2,000 a month.
Yeah, they're talking $5, and in California, as soon as they mention it, within 3 weeks. We're at about $349 right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For regular.
Okay. While I have Becky and Joe, are you looking at any new services this year to offer your customers?
Yeah. We definitely
What would
are.
That be?
We're thinking outside the box.
Okay.
We're looking at the concept of the convenience store, and we've been looking at that for the last 4 months, and so we're in the process of doing that right now and making some definite choices this week, as a matter of fact.
Okay, and you're talking about the...
It's basically self-checkout.
The self-checkout, okay, all right.
I don't mean any names.
Okay, fair enough. Larry, at Mid-South in Aberdeen, North Carolina, are you looking at any new services this year?
Well, we've been a little bit slow about expanding into the water market, and as far as water coolers and the large containers, and we're looking at that, and we hope to expand our office coffee services and start up a couple of routes there. But we've been able to continue to add new accounts, and we don't foresee anything real drastic changing.
Okay. Andy, at Professional Vending in Fort Lauderdale, any plans for any new services this year?
No, we're sticking with what we have so far. We have water, coffee, paper, and the vending. Those are the basic services we're good at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're coming to the end of our questions, and I have one more I'd like to ask everybody. Starting with Sid at Vendrite in New York, could you tell me what has been the best-selling product or product category for you in the last quarter?
Wow. Let's see. I suppose beverages, and I'll always, you know, leading the pack. And I guess I'm on streamware, so I really get to see through the quick view sales what's selling. And I mean, of course, it's the colas and the waters, guys. And on the snacks, it's still the M&M peanuts. That's still number one here in New York. And the pretzels and Mr. Nature. I do a lot of food as well, so that's kind of, you know, doing fairly well for us. And if I took on anything new, I didn't really take on much new, to be honest. Sticking with the same basic formula. I mean, just to keep grinding it out, to be honest, getting through the recession, being aggressive a little bit on pricing, like I discussed.
Okay. Andy in Fort Lauderdale, best-selling product or product category?
I'm going to say beverages, and of course, there's water and Coke and Diet Coke are our top leaders in beverages. And as far as in the snack machine, we've switched quite a bit over to bagged items, reduced on candy a little bit, and going into items where, you know, it seems like a better value.
Uh-huh. Okay. Larry at Mid-South in Aberdeen, North Carolina, any comment on best-selling product or product category?
Well, we're owned by a Coca-Cola bottler, so... Obviously, the best-selling product we have would be beverages, but our snacks and beverages combined represent about 68% of our total sales. So those two categories would be by far the best for us. We do make our own sandwiches for the vending machines. We still operate a commissary, and but the percentage of sales on the food are much lower than the snacks and beverages.
Okay. And within the beverage category, Larry, is there any subcategory that you see is especially popular right now?
Well, we're finding that the vitamin waters and the specialty drinks are selling well in our market. Of course, water probably is our third best-selling product and has been for some time.
Bottled water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Joe and Becky, best-selling products?
Well, one thing that pleasantly surprised us, California, we really are hampered in our snack machines wanting healthier choices. So the beginning of the year, our VP of operations decided, let's just take it full bore throughout the entire company, and all of our accounts we planogrammed with a healthier choice items. And we have been pleasantly surprised with the sales. It has been embraced out here. So other than that, it's the mainstays, pretty much our averages, you know, of what chips, bagged items. We've also cut way down on candy because we've gone to one tray. Half of it is candy. The other half is our energy, healthier bars. And drinks pretty much maintained. The energy drinks are still popular. Coke, number one, water, up at the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, final question, and I'll start with you, Joe and Becky, because you've already alluded to this, but my last question is, if you have any technology investments planned for the year, Joe and Becky, you did mention the self-checkout systems. Any other technology investments planned, new ones?
No, I think right now, if we focus on that pretty much, I think we're really pretty much on it.
Okay.
What do you got there?
We may be more aggressive in our credit card, debit card acceptors.
Okay.
We really are seeing the truth of what NAMA has brought to light on, I believe, is it the Y or the G generation? We're just talking more and more to that 20, 30-year-old crowd, and none of them carry cash.
Okay.
It's all debit, credit card.
Okay. Sid at Venrite in New York, any new technology investments planned this year?
I find it all so interesting what you guys were just saying. Yeah, the C-Store sounds like an interest. I'm looking into that at the moment as well.
The self-checkout.
The self-checkout.
Uh-huh.
The kiosk, yes.
Okay.
I would
call me back later and we'll talk.
Yeah, I think
Sid.
Okay.
Sometime during this year, I mean, it's in the next couple of months, I know I'm going to install a couple.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm working on it now. And, of course, anything new development to Streamware, I mean, I'm really into the Streamware stuff. We're 100% into it, and maybe the dynamic scheduling, the next generation of that is going to come out. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Okay. Larry at Mid-South, any new technology investments planned this year?
No, we don't have anything planned right now, Elliot.
Okay. Andy at Professional Vending in Fort Lauderdale, anything new planned in technology this year?
Yeah, we're switching from manual bookkeeping and accounting over to more computerized.
Are you looking at route handhelds?
Not handhelds, just more basic bookkeeping in our office, more software for our bookkeeping.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I think that covers everything. I appreciate everybody's time.